Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Diddy and Jay-Z, two names that have been making the news quite prominently the last few weeks, with accusations flying now against both of them. Of course, Diddy in that federal investigation and multiple civil suits, Jay-Z named in a civil suit. Brought on by Tony Busby, claiming that Jay-Z back in 2000 participated in the rape of a 13-year-old along with Diddy. These are the allegations. Of course, Jay-Z and both Diddy denying all of it. Jay-Z putting out a very scathing letter, calling it a blackmail attempt, and also talking about how he's going to have to talk to his daughters about this and how damaging an accusation like this can be. And of course, denying all of it. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Let's talk about this. Jay-Z calling it a blackmail attempt. Tony Busby saying it was a demand letter, very standard. Why don't you give us some insight into that from the legal front?
Yeah, so in terms of what's going on, of course, it depends on who you ask. But in looking at it, blackmail, extortion, those kind of things, they usually require some threat and some unlawful act. Like if you don't give me money, I'm going to break your kneecap, something okay. Like that. Here, as you said, you know, this was the plaintiff's attorney sending a demand letter requesting a mediation. Jay-Z can characterize it however they want, but it's a pretty common practice in the personal injury world and nothing overly problematic, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like. I mean, it very much, I was in shock that this went out. I mean, essentially the dynamics of a demand letter in this case seemed to be, what, give us a not necessarily money. It was more have some sort of a consultation, you said?
Yeah, exactly. A mediation is what was requested. Now, from a mediation, usually there's a request for a settlement. But the specific request in the letter was mediation.
Obviously, if this is a civil event, I don't think anybody would have been going into it going, just say you're sorry. There probably was going to be some sort of monetary demand, but he never went that far. Obviously, this can be very, very damaging to one's reputation and such. But Jay-Z coming out saying this is all BS, I'm going to expose you for doing this. Is this a wise move? Obviously, it probably depends if he's guilty of these crimes or not. But let's say he's not. Let's say he did nothing of the sort. Is this still a wise move? A lot of people, even in these situations, they truly had nothing to do with things. They will settle to avoid the scrutiny.
Oh, right. I'm in favor of Jay-Z's move here. And I think it's something that Diddy didn't do in the early hours of his legal saga that went on. And what happened is we saw, you know, the social narrative became controlled by the government and by the plaintiff's attorneys, the accusers, in Diddy's case. And he didn't really get a chance to have a say until it was too late. And now people are sort of mocking his measures in doing that. I think Jay-Z is right to try to get out in front of this and try to control the narrative on his end.
How is something like this, or how do you expect something like this to play out now? Obviously, this is civil. It's not criminal. But a lot of people are looking at this with eyebrows raised. I mean, there's been rumblings for years about Jay-Z, just rumors. I mean, just as there is with so many big name celebrities. But that's just what they have been, rumors. We haven't seen a lot of, at least publicly, we are unaware of other accusations or settlements involving Jay-Z in the past. Where do you think this goes from here?
You know, this is, it'll be interesting to watch because, you know, it's a claim from 2000, so 24 years ago.
Yes.
And you know, people's memories over time fade, and it's unclear what evidence was actually secured at the time, probably nothing. Mm-hmm. And what evidence is going to back up the accuser's testimony? Now, her testimony is going to be evidence. There are going to be depositions. There are going to be requests for production of materials and information. That's all standard in a civil case. Mm-hmm. But are they going to be able to drum up really the ammunition the plaintiff needs in order to prove this against Jay-Z, or will it remain kind of a he said, she said thing?
I mean, if you were the attorney representing the plaintiff in this, how confident would you feel in this case going forward that you're going to get anything for this? And, you know, what kind of liabilities is Tony Busby taking on by going forward and making these claims and putting his name out there?
I would have some concerns about the provability of the case. And look, if the defendants were not Diddy and Jay-Z, would this case have even be brought? I'm not so sure it would. Just a regular person saying, hey, 24 years ago, this person sexually assaulted me. Well, proven, you know? Yeah. But I think that the plaintiffs in this case thought, oh, we got Diddy and Jay-Z. They don't want their, you know, high profile names to be smeared. And so they're going to pay us something. Well, lo and behold, they didn't pay something. And so now we've got to see kind of how this plays out. Tony Busby has some risk on his end. He's got to verify before he files a civil lawsuit that there is support and a good faith belief that these allegations are credible. You know, is that just talking with his client and taking what they said at face value? I'm not sure that's enough.
I mean, what is the bar for that to make sure that you're going in on good faith? Is there a bar for it? Or is it just kind of like, well, I'm going to take a bet here and hope that what I do have pans out. And if it doesn't, well, I mean, and I would think there'd be some liability of putting someone's name out there like Jay-Z in this, because there's going to be irreparable damage regardless of how this turns out. Is there liability where Busby could face a legal backlash just for doing that if it's deemed that he didn't have, you know, enough to bring this?
I think technically having his client's statement and doing their best to investigate it and say, hey, this looks pretty good. That's probably going to be enough for him for Busby to avoid any ethical issues. Mm-hmm. But the legal issues are what could be problematic. If it comes out that this statement was fabricated or inaccurate, just certainly Jay-Z and Diddy and those teams are going to go after Busby, not only the plaintiff, but Busby, probably the attorney, for defamation, for stating something falsely that injured the defendant's reputation. And that could be to the tune of millions upon millions of dollars. So it's high stakes on both sides.
Is this something that could like take out Busby as an attorney if he were to be sued? Or is there like insurance for this sort of thing that would, you know, cover him for, you know, errors and omissions or whatever it may be classified as?
So usually any responsible attorney has malpractice insurance. Of course, sure. We do. But the coverage on that is usually low seven figures, like 1 million or 2 million, mm-hmm. something like that. If Busby were to be sued for defamation by Jay-Z and lose, you know, Jay-Z is probably going to say, hey, I lost $100 million on this. I don't have these partnerships anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have this ongoing livelihood. Could that bankrupt Busby if Jay-Z won in a subsequent defamation suit? Absolutely. And Jay-Z has got the PR team and ammunition mm-hmm. to really make Busby look like a fool if they want to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a risky game, without a doubt, to be in this sort of a situation. With accusations like this, is part of the reason that we haven't seen these sort of things come to light the way that they are because there's been a lot of attorneys that have just said, no, I'm not taking this on. I'm not going to open myself up to that sort of liability if your story, in fact, is not true. And there just isn't a whole lot that we can do to verify it. I can't say it's not true, but there's not a lot I can say to that it is that we can legally prove in court. And now with the floodgates open, you know, maybe there's more people it seems like Busby's willing to take on almost anybody that has some form of a credible story going on.
You know, you've got to be a pretty ballsy attorney to take a case like this. And I'm not casting aspersions. I'm in the world of taking high profile cases, and there's a gamble there. And I realize, and Busby's got to realize it too. It's going to be an uncomfortable process. I understand that the defense team has already interviewed former Busby clients, and they claim to have identified someone who says, hey, Busby wanted me to kind of change my story or to say something I didn't feel comfortable saying. And when I didn't do that, Busby's team fired me. I wonder how many more investigative revelations might come out from the defense team investigating not only the plaintiff, but the plaintiff's attorney, Busby. Mm-hmm.
What about his approach? What's your opinion on that, to the way that he's been? I mean, it's felt like a late night infomercial, really. I mean, it basically is. Like, if you've been assaulted by Diddy, call now. And he's got the big billboard behind him and everything. I mean, I get it. We usually see that more for like cases of like, you know, have you taken this drug and has it affected you? Not necessarily, you know, an army of sexual assault allegations.
Yeah, not the approach I would use. Uh-huh. You know, I saw in one press conference, he had a huge 1-800 number behind
yes,
him.
Yes.
You know, I'm all about, you got to sell yourself, there's a line there. And you know, especially when we're talking about sexual assault allegations, you know, you don't want just anybody under the sun calling you from God knows where without any sort of way to back up what they're saying. You want quality plaintiffs who have suffered a serious harm that you can investigate and prove. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure this approach lends itself to getting that type of client.
Well, I mean, and just pure speculation and conjecture, I mean, if you're talking like hundreds of people coming in and making these claims, how do you vet that? I mean, you got to have the manpower then to vet all of that to a place that you feel comfortable that it was vetted appropriately and not just, you know, a quick phone call and you have a story and well, come on in.
Yeah, exactly. You know, going back to kind of what you said for these infomercials regarding class actions and drug
cases,
got to prove it is that they got the drug and then they had some adverse health reaction. Mm-hmm. Those things, you know, you have medical records, you have purchase agreements, you can prove that. This, we're talking about sexual assault that happened behind closed doors. They are not always reported, so there isn't a contemporaneous investigation. A lot harder to vet one of those cases, let alone hundreds.
Yeah, and 25 years ago as well, quarter of a century, and saying, hey, what happened at this party? Do you remember anything? That's got to be a difficult thing. What was your take on the vibrato of Jay-Z's response to this? I mean, I would say it's even more intense than what we saw from Diddy with the denials. I mean, he went into detail. I'm wondering if it was even thrown by an attorney before he released it, because there were some aspects of it where we're like, I get what you're saying, you know, if you're innocent, but this still doesn't, I don't know. It felt a little off, a little self-serving, but I get it. If you're accused of these things and you did not do them, I'd be freaking irate too.
Oh, of course, Tony, and that was my reading too. Kind of the tenor of it, and some of the punctuation. It's filled with all of these exclamation points. It doesn't look like something that would come from, you know, some polished material from an attorney's office. I think it was Jay-Z kind of just popping off by himself, which is reckless.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, I think Jay-Z has a much more defensible position. He probably knows it because he knows what he's done and what he hasn't done, and he knows there aren't 120 accusers who are going to come out against Jay-Z. So he's emboldened to give a more virulent kind of response. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we saw in his presentation.
What about, I mean, it's conjecture, but it's showing somewhat of a pattern of behavior of people that he has surrounded himself with over the years. At the same point I've been making, where he's asked to sit down and talk to his daughter about these accusations, which would be horrible to have to do, especially if you did not do them. I can't imagine being in that sort of a situation. But at the same point, I've been saying, you also need to sit down with your daughter and explain why you thought it was a good idea to team up with R. Kelly after he had already gone through a trial. We had seen a video of him raping a child in his, you know, with the Soul Train Award in the background. Somehow he did not get convicted on that by sheer luck. But the information was there. It was out there in the ether. People knew it. It didn't stop people from listening to his music. He had became a bigger star after that. And then we saw Jay-Z and R. Kelly going on tour together, having their own album together. There was actually two of them. And eventually, some scuffle, and they canceled the tour towards the end. But, I mean, come on. You're surrounding yourself with people like this. Him and Diddy have been very close for years, and he could completely have no knowledge of what these guys were up to in their bedrooms. I don't know what my friends are up to in their bedrooms. I would be shocked if I found something like this out, but I also could say I have zero knowledge or clue about it as well. People are going to look at that and kind of take a look at what was your judgment here to think that it's appropriate to connect yourself so closely with someone like an R. Kelly, who we already knew was a child predator. Was it just for money? Was it just record companies saying, hey, you two need to get together and do this. You're going to make a ton of money. And money won out over morals.
You know, people have to make difficult decisions in their life, and they have to balance interests of loyalty with, protecting the youth with, you know, there are tough calls that people have to make. And Jay-Z made one. He's going to be responsible for that, and he's going to have to answer for it. He's going to have to come out and talk to his family and probably talk to the media about why he aligned himself professionally and otherwise with what appeared to be a pretty obviously guilty child sex offender in R. Kelly. And so what is that statement going to look like? And now it's going to be a really tough time for Jay-Z to make it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a choice I would make, but I can understand it, just how the industry was or is. And, you know, honestly, at the time, too, R. Kelly wasn't the R. Kelly that we have today. It obviously got far worse for him, but, I mean, it was played on the radio, very popular. Music videos are pumping. He's one of the biggest wedding songs shortly after the accusations and everything came up. People freaking loved him. And they put aside the accusations. So I can see at that moment in time why there wouldn't have been a big backlash going, oh, why would Jay-Z do that? Well, because everybody was collaborating with R. Kelly at that point in time as well. All that needs to be taken into context. But again, at the end, it's like, okay, you open yourself up to these people and they're in your life. There may be consequences down the road that no one really thought of. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.